Attorney Eric Taylor is representing the providers and the four plaintiffs with disabilities. He says the money is designated to go to approximately 300 service providers who care for thousands with disabilities. Taylor says the issue started at the end of 2008 and believes the state owes providers hundreds of millions of dollars.
All of the services that were needed were given, but the providers weren't paid what they were owed. And this is not a case of belt tightening. The money was allocated for them. It just wasn't paid to them.
Taylor also says providers and those with disabilities were never notified about the reduced funding.
It's so important for the families as these children who require 24-hour-a-day care reach their 40s and 50s, and the parents are in the 70s and 80s, to know what's going on and to have confidence that their children will be cared for.
The Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities and the Georgia Department of Community Health both tell WABE they don't comment on pending litigation. Michelle Worth, WABE News.